Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 8, Number 6. Last month, I reviewed a dozen training principles that I consider to have significant training merit. So here's a quick summary, just very quickly. Number one, train each body part once a week. That's all you need if you do it right. Number two, on days off, go for a walk or perform some low-intensity leisure activity. Like, just go for a walk at nighttime after you eat, or do something different, like go for a swim or go for a hike, but use the physique and the body and the value that you're building in the gym. Three, train progressively, train with intensity, log your strength, and keep track of your progress. So this is the math and the science that gives you evidence that you're making progress. Number four, less is more. As your performance increases and you get better at doing it, you need to actually do less of it, not more of it. Most people think that some is good, more is better, but as you increase the intensity and raise the bar, you can actually do less volume and get more value. Maintenance is relatively easy once you understand this principle. Number five, no sitting down between sets. Get up, walk around, drink, and that is commonly not done. I mean, people tend to sit down and wait for the next set. So get up, move around. Number six, rest 1 to 3 minutes or longer between sets. So there's exceptions here, but if you're into powerlifting and power training and lifting heavy and building mass, you've got to take longer rest periods. Don't be in a rush. Take your time. Number seven, don't exercise to lose fat. Exercise to get fit. Focus on fitness in the gym, and with nutrition, modify your body composition. Number eight, two steps forward, one step back. What that means is move in the right direction forward and then take a step back, have a look at your program. Don't be too zealous. Don't do too much too soon. Just let your body adapt and understand the principles that are associated with growth and muscle tissue remodeling. Number nine is warm up. Go in the gym, have a good warm-up. Warm up the bones, warm up the muscle, warm up the blood. Get it moving through the body so that you can minimize injury risk. Number 10, train in the mornings, ideally, so that your workouts don't get in the way of your life or family or kids or whatever. And, of course, you get that post-metabolic lift for the rest of the day when you train in the morning. And you get the most important thing out of the way. Number 11, record and measure your progress. That's incredible. You know, I mentioned this already, but I think from a different perspective, make notes of the reps and the sets and pay attention so that you can look back at the previous workout and then reflect upon what you're going to do today in the gym and then have a vision in terms of what you're going to do and then do it. Number 12 is eat as hard as you train. And of course, this is a CHI motto. What that means is that you're committed to training or your sport and your workouts are directed, they're planned, they're calculated, and the sets and reps, the exercises, everything's organized. Use that same idea in terms of science with nutrition. Don't leave nutrition to chance. Understand that the influence of nutrition is as important to your health and wellness as the training is, and two of them combined are unstoppable like a freight train. So those were the 12. There's many, many others, but those are significant. Now, on this month's edition of Clinical Review, I would definitely like to discuss some important principles that relate to selling, because I think that a lot of us are engaged in business. We want to generate some revenue. We're looking for independence. We are trying to maintain our lives and manage our finances. And so the key issue here is you've got to understand that the asset that you're selling is not your gym or the plates in it or even your services. First and foremost, you're selling yourself. You've got to connect with people. You've got to go through personal barriers so that the confidence that you have about yourself and your skill comes through. So we're all selling ourselves to some degree, whether it's our wife or husband or children or our boss at work or our employee. We're selling somebody something all the time, an idea, a concept, not necessarily a brush door-to-door salesperson, although that person is selling themselves, not the actual brush. So the principles I want to review, they're derived from my sales and service program that I call the greatest vitamin salesperson in the world. And there's a neat little book written by Og Mandino called The Greatest Salesperson in the World. And that's kind of how I got the name and came up with the name, The Greatest Vitamin Salesperson in the World. So it's based a lot on my experience working retail and wholesale and just in the game of life and the sport of living. So these principles relate to anybody doing anything because ultimately sales is the key element of life. We're, again, selling ourselves on something. We're selling ourselves to people. People are selling themselves to us. It's all human politic. It's interaction. And how you go about doing that, I think, is very important. Well, when I got into retail and fell into this wonderful industry, the health food industry, while I was working in the fitness industry, I just threw myself into the science. And I mean, I really threw myself into it. I read every book on health I could find morning, noon, and night on the bus to work. I would hold the rail, and in the other hand, I would hold a book, and I would read it. I would take advantage of every moment I could to study, to learn, to gain information. I read health magazines, product pamphlets, brochures. I read quick mini books, little mini books, you know, on various topics during my lunch breaks. I enrolled in home study courses. I studied early in the morning and late in the evening. I was really an information junkie, and that's the key. One of the great things in sales is product knowledge. I plowed through any relative information I could find, like a farmer who plows his field, thinking ahead of the harvest to come. I went to trade shows. I picked the brain of every expert I could find. And what I discovered is that just like the science that governs nutrition and health and exercise, there is a similar science that governs the art of selling. So he who has the most knowledge wins. Wins what? Wins customer and client recognition as an extremely competent, courteous, and knowledgeable health professional. This was my first lesson that I learned the very first day I started working in a health food store. I realized the knowledge required to understand what the vitamins are, how they work, and who needs them is incredibly extensive. But not just vitamins. Man, there's just so many different products. There were botanical medicines and antioxidants, sports nutrition products, homeopathic remedies, appliances, cosmetics, ear candles, distillers, juicers, lotions, potions, powders, you name it. I mean, when a store is well-stocked, there are hundreds and even thousands of individual items, so it's quite a challenge. Now, I quickly determined that if I could learn everything about the wonderful products in my store, I could give people some really good answers to their questions, which I also learned were almost unlimited in nature and complexity. I mean, this is pretty basic stuff. Cause and effect makes sense. If I could do that, then I could achieve my number one goal of helping my customer, my family, and my friends. I could help all of them achieve their personal wellness, health, and fitness goals, however unique they might be. In the process, as a great benefit and positive outcome, I could also create an enormous amount of revenue because I'm so good at what I do and becoming great at what I am pursuing in my career. So for myself and my business, and you know, of course, the nature of business is to generate profit, but not to expend ourselves or ruin people or cross any ethical lines, which so many people do. That's not our goal here. We're in the health business. We're in the fitness business. We're really seriously committed to helping people and staying well ourselves. That's a key. I realized that people will come and see me from halfway around the world because of my expertise and incredible intimate knowledge of the products I believe in, love, and use myself. There's a genuinity, there's an authenticity here, and people can feel that, they see it. Like a hairdresser who pulls clientele with them wherever they go, a great salesperson will also draw clients and customers into their retail environment for the very same reason. Competent, extremely knowledgeable, and trustworthy professionals are difficult to find in this world. They are like diamonds and gold. People will literally wait in line for you because you have something of paramount importance to say. You have the ability to listen and the knowledge required to offer outstanding, excellent, and timely advice. This means that I am fulfilling my goal of helping people. It's that simple. It's not about selling, but tons of merchandise will be sold. It'll literally leap off the shelves into the arms of the customer and they'll pull it off because that's the stuff that they need. They're convinced that they need that stuff to get what? Well, they're after a certain goal and objective. People are coming to us, to me, as a consultant, fitness, product, and health advisor, asking me what I think about all kinds of things. So what kinds of things? Well, things mental, things social, things emotional, and things physical, things sexual, and things financial, things related to the metaphysical and spiritual world, things unexplored, things unimagined, things that are critical, things that are personal, things sacred, religious, precious, holy. Like I said, you meet all kinds of people in the retail health food store environment and all kinds of things come up. So really, it's a great challenge and it's a wonderful exercise in the use of your knowledge and your ability to interact with people. Knowledge of health is a great asset to my own personal success and ability to stay well. But it's more than an asset. It's a functional necessity like an essential nutrient. Without the knowledge of the principles that must be understood and applied to achieve wellness and maintain optimum health, I cannot succeed in my quest for the same. Nor can I help my family, my friends, or my fellow man. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help people. Now, knowledge is the acquisition of information. Knowledge integrates directly with our mental composite. The mental element of man is where logic and scientific reason prevail. We cannot perform a task without knowing how. I will not perform a task without knowing why. The knowing how and why is a function directly related to the acquisition of knowledge. To be great at what I do, I need to acquire knowledge. Knowledge is specific to my field of desired expertise. To become an expert, I must study with a true desire to learn. I will study because my desire is genuine and I love to learn about health and about myself. So the study aspect or the knowledge component of our trade, it's not a burden, but a labor of love. So we learn and we remember the secrets of natural health and discover how to apply them because our interest is genuine and real. We love it. We lap it up. Knowledge of health and all of the principles associated with achieving and maintaining is our principal ambition. Our reward is health. Like I've always said, it's the greatest wealth. Health is its own reward. Now, collectively, we're part of a peaceful, loving, healing consciousness of energy that flows through us and around us. It's like chi, a powerful collective of mind and thought. I know that relationship is everything, so I'll develop a method, a concept that will help me understand people. See, it's all about people. It's interacting with people, getting into their head, finding out what they want. If I can interact with people and the public at a moment's notice, impromptu, with great social skill, then I can help them in my store and know what to do for myself. At all times, I must remember that my number one goal, my number one responsibility is to stay well myself. Not just talk about this stuff, but use it for its value. This, above all, is my personal commitment to myself. Only in a position of strength and optimum health can I truly be my most effective self. Therefore, I am self-directed, self-acting, self-appointed, self-appreciated, self-certified, self-confident, self-conscious, self-devoted, self-disciplined, self-educated, self-existent, self-generating, self-governing, self-imposed, self-important, self-involved, self-reliant, and self-approved. Because I have high self-esteem and high self-worth, I am self-fulfilled. I am definitely not selfless, meaning that I do not disregard myself, my personal interests, or my personal happiness. I mean, are those things important to me or what? Yes, of course they are. Therefore, I am self-centered and extremely selfish. But I am kind, loving, peaceful, and above all, I am benevolent. In fact, think of yourself as a peaceful warrior. The world thinks that to be selfish is to be inconsiderate, rude, obnoxious, or arrogant. But this is only one side of the selfish coin. Everyone is selfish or full of self, but not everyone is rude. The other side of the selfish coin is to be loving, kind, and considerate of others. You see, we do not exist outside of ourselves. We exist inside of ourselves. The self that I am is inside of me. Therefore, I am self-aware of myself. There is only self. We do not exist outside of ourselves. You know, like it's me that it's all about. We exist inside of ourselves. If I'm not in the center of my being or self-centered, self-directed and self-motivated, then who is it that resides in the center of my being? If not me, then who is controlling my thoughts and actions? If I am not the master of my own ship, then who is it that has their hands on the helm of my life? Who am I giving ownership of my life to? Because really, ultimately, we have to obey either ourselves or other people. Now, each moment of my life, I decide to do whatever it is I am doing with confidence, strength, power, and benevolence. I cannot look after myself or attain the highest level of health possible for myself unless I do the work. It's I. It's me, myself, and I. I love myself. Therefore, I will take care of myself, live my life for myself, as opposed to living for others. I mean, is that what you want to do? Live your whole life for other people, make them happy, and forsake yourself? I don't think so. In doing this, what I'm proposing is in living for yourself, looking after yourself, being well. And in doing this, we will satisfy our longing to be well, to be healthy and be happy. So we will never attempt to sell anything in our store. You're in a retail environment. We're not just selling stuff. Selling for selling's sake is shallow, incomplete, and non-fulfilling spiritually. I will, however, fulfill my chosen obligation and responsibility to help my customer to the best of my ability. And here's where the top-notch professional comes in. What am I there for? To provide assistance, to actually be a professional advisor. And the best of my ability is awesome because I have paid the price and completed the work. I study, I read, I learn. And this is what people are going to get when they come and see me, to see you. They're going to get a top-notch professional. And they will come back because people like us, like you, are hard to find. I will determine what the customer wants. I'll tell them what I think they need with boldness, confidence, and exact precision. And then help them understand why. I will let them, rather than me, close the deal. Because I will create in them a massive desire to pursue health. And in order to do that, they must purchase the products required to facilitate that process. I mean, it's the same reason why I take vitamins, why I make shakes, why I buy the supplements, because I'm interested in wellness. And if they are interested in wellness, they have to follow the same path. We're all sharing that same process. You see, buying is only a step towards health, which is the real objective. The person wants to get well. To achieve anything worthwhile requires time, application of the strategy, and consistency. The time must be well spent. The application of the right tool must be correct, and to be consistent, I must be sold on the idea or concept myself. So, together, we will do such a great job at explaining product details and health principles that my customers will be inspired to purchase the right products right before my eyes. Their motive behind the purchase is based on believing that the products recommended will help them achieve their objective of getting well and staying well. Staying well is so important today, people, friends. It is so important to be in the right state of mind, because as a man, as a woman thinks, so he, she is. We, together, can be that lighthouse on the hill, shining bright. We are the greatest vitamin salesperson in the world because we are genuine. We are the real McCoy. We are real. We are true role models who live the life. And because we live the life with passion, we have the right to teach others. We are leaders, not because we want to lead, but because we inspire and impress everyone around us. We're leaders by default. Those are the best kind, not the ones that run for office, but the ones that are leaders in their own lives. We walk the walk, therefore we can truly talk the talk. But the talk is not cheap. It's real. It comes from inside because we're in the industry and the industry is in us. Because we live the life with true passion, our passion permeates into every discussion and every moment spent with every person we encounter. We can't help ourselves. We are what we are. We are being who we are, and which is what? People interested in health and wellness. And what is wrong with that? You see, our passion, people, is what defines us and our action. It's an outward expression of our faith and our conviction and our beliefs. And so, are you really sold out on yourself? Are you the greatest vitamin salesperson in the world? Are you the greatest asset? Do you see the gold and the silver? Do you see the wealth in your own eyes? I hope you can see it, people, because it's there. Trust me, it is. We are the greatest vitamin salespeople in the world. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Abraham Maslow. The story of the human race is the story of men and women selling themselves